Right, two inyanim in this parasha are related to shtickle, but they both teach us yisaidus and avodas Hashem. One thing is the pasuk says, "Isha, Isha, whatever umol amal b'Hashem ve'izvado es chatosim asher osim." The parasha there is talking about Gezel, specifically Gezel Hager. And it says there, "V'izvadu es chatosim asher osim," which is the basis of Hilchus Tshuva. So the Rambam Perek Aleph, you look at the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchus Tshuva. So Hilchus Tshuva is learned this pasuk, "V'izvadu es chatosim asher osim." So the question arises, "Susherim, Izma'er, Likuterim." Tshuva is negeya to all averus. Why specifically? Well, did the Torah tell us the parasha of tshuva dafka in this parasha of gezel? Any bad person does any averus, and you want to do it, you didn't avera. These vaduas chatosim. You isolated and specifically brought it in the parasha of gezel. The parasha of gezel. So he's mazbir al pi sugyan brachas taflamadei med aleph, which everybody knows, I'm sure. Ksiv lashem lashem aoretz umloyo, ksiv aoretz nosan lebnei adam. This is presumably a stira. Lashem aoretz umloyo, it's all the Hebishter. Aoretz nosan lebnei adam. And for the Gemara, kam kaidim brocha, kam achar brocha. Before you make a brocha on something, so then it's not yours, it's the Hebishter's lashem aoretz umloyo. Once a person makes a brocha on it, so then it's aoretz nosan lebnei adam. You have to know exactly what that means. But the taich is, the aside here is, that what's so he said that when you're well, he teaches up, which is the Ivra teach there, that when you're mevarach and makir toiva, and you know that everything comes from the Eibishter, then it becomes yours, right? But otherwise it belongs to the Rabbi Nishalel. What's the aside? The aside advarim over here, the aside advarim is, what are you here for? Why do you have what you have? Right? You don't have what you have to eat, drink, and be merry. Right? Just have a grand old time. Show everybody what a nice car you have. Show everybody what a nice house you have. That's not what life is about. That's not what you're here for. You're here, like we've spoken any number of times, to be marbek for Shemaim, to do the Ratzon HaBayirah. The Eibishter gave each person the kelim, which are necessary for him specifically to do his unique avodas Hashem, which we'll speak. That's going to be the second nekuda, which is his unique avodas Hashem. Gave you those kelim. That means Ramas, it's the Eibishter. The Eibishter created this world. Everything here is a matana, right? Even what you do in yogata with all the yagiyas, even in Torah, it's called matzasa. It's called matzasa. You don't have anything because you have any innate right that it's yours. You have it because the Eibishter put you here and the Eibishter gave it to you. The Eibishter gave it under certain conditions. The Eibishter gave it to you to be used for Ribui Kvod Shamayim. It doesn't mean that you have to give everything away and starve. It means to eat and do everything else to be okay, you know, physically healthy and happy and in a matzav that you will carry out those chayvus, the teru mitzvahs. But Bigadol, overall, it's all given to you to be Marbe Kvod Shamayim. So that's like a tenai, it's built into what it's given for you for. So if you use it for that, if you're meyachid, you're kavana, and it's, you make a bracha, a person makes a bracha, asher kitshanu b'mitzvayisov v'tzivanu, and this is what I'm doing here, it was kitshanu b'mitzvayisov, it's to us to be mekadosh, that's what we're here for, v'tzivanu, to do this. So then already you're using it for what the Eibishter gave it to you, so it's yours. But if you don't, kaidem bracha, before a bracha, before your miyachad that kavana, stam, objectively, is it yours? Of course it's not yours, it's the Eibishter's. It's the Eibishter's. It's the Eibishter's. That's one of the reasons they say in Parshas Truma, it says v'yitchu li truma. It doesn't say v'yitnu li truma. It's not v'yitnu, because v'yitnu means I'm giving you something that's not yours. V'yitnu, it's always the Eibishter's. Right? There's no v'yitnu. It's always the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's kan kaidem bracha, kan achar bracha. So what? That's the aside of it. Now, what does that mean? What comes out like that? I'll be there. It's very. It's poshut. So comes out that every aveira that a person does is be'etzem gezel from the Rabbi Mishalem. Madach kan kaidem bracha, it's called Lashem ha'aretz u'b'lo, it's not yours. It's the Eibishter's. So then certainly, a person does an aveira, you're not making a bracha on an aveira, right? It's a person making an aveira, what does that mean? What's munach in an aveira? Munach in an aveira is, I can do what I want. I'm doing this for whatever reasons, whether it's l'tayavon, whatever, certainly l'achas, but even l'tayavon, I'm doing it for here. There's a me here who has a right to use. I can take this and reappropriate this thing to be mine. Right? But it's not yours. If you don't use it for avodas Hashem, if you're avodas alev, the kavan is not, even if the kavan is not without a bracha, it's also not considered v'aretz nasal l'bnayana. So certainly when you do an aveira, it's not Masa or it's Nasa of Nayana. So be'etzem, in every aveira is munach a gezel. Right? So to ask, why does the Torah of the Chidush Arim, why does the Torah put v'izvadu es hatosam, which is the basis of Hilchus Tshuva, why does the Torah put that dafka in the parsha of gezel? In the parsha of gezel, why not? But all aveiras are, say, all aveiras are gezel. All Averis are Gezel. All Averis are Be'etzem a musig of Gezel. And then he takes it further. He says, interesting. He says, in this Pasuk of Gezel Hager, part of it is, in the Pasuk there is part of it is that he's Nishba al Hasheker. That he's Nishba al Hasheker. He says, that also is a klal in all mitzvahs, because Mushbava imid Marzina, right? At every Avera that a person does, Be'etzem, okay. Dan and Chatzishir and Averis not Kosov the Torah the Pratim, but overall as a principle, all Averis are Mushbavayim and Varsina. Mushbavayim Varsina, you're Tak Oivra and Ashvu also. It comes out your Mushbavayim is Lashaker if when you do an Aver. This whole parsha lends itself to be touched up, and then he takes it already. This is a little bit going up for us. But then he says also the parsha of Tshuva is samuch here in Parshas Nosai to Vishalchum and Amachne Kol Tzeruah V'Chol Zov V'Chol Tomil and Nefesh. Okay, so what's that have to do with all Averis? So okay, this is above our pay grade. There's a Zayar he brings in Chelik Gimel, whatever. Al Do V'Hoya Machanecha Kodesh, what it says there, the Yetzir B'Kol Machne, they should go V'Hoya Machanecha Kodesh. The boy, it's referring to a person himself, not just when you are Tomei, go out of the Machne, the physical Machne of Klal Yisrael. V'Hoya Machanecha Kodesh, the boy Barnosh, a person, it's necessary for a person, the Lo Yista'ev B'Choyvoy, that shouldn't become Tomei with his Averis, V'Yavar Al Pizgomei Oiraisa, by being over on Averis, the E Ovid Hocha, because if he does do that, Mesovin Lehi, then he becomes like Tomek, it receiving it Mesim Bom. So, what does that mean? To be Misrachik Minatuma, right? When it says, Vishalchu Kol Tzeruah V'Chol Zov V'Chol Tomek, it's going on, the person is a world in and of himself. Be Mishaleach from yourself, any semblance of Tumah. That means stay away from Averis, basically. That means stay away from Aveir. So that's how this whole parsha can be looked at in a whole different sense that is there. So that's Vishalchu min Amachna. There shouldn't be Chas V'Shalom. He says, Tumah be'evorei ha'odom. And when he's Choyte, it's Nitmu e'evorem. And that's the Limoyel Ma'al Bashem. That's what it says in this parsha. Gezel, Limoyel Ma'al Bashem. You're being Moyel and not Re'ebishter. That's something which is a klal to all Aveiris. Why are you limoyel ma'al? Kagakodesh Baruch Hu misalich b'chol machanecha. Every yid has in himself, in the nefesh, a thing, and you have to keep tumah away from that nefesh. How do you keep tumah away from that nefesh? That your aveir, that your avarim are not mitame. How is that? By staying away from aveiros. So that means this parsha is be'etzem a parsha of kol atayr. That's the bottom line. The question was, why is the parsha of tshuva put in gezel? It's because gezel is be'etzem inclusive. It covers it's kol atayr. Based on this idea of hashamayim shamayim lashem v'oras nosal ibnei yada. That's what makes it gezel. Agav, there's one thing that I know of that V'aretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam doesn't apply to. It's not interesting. This is a total parenthetical statement, nothing to do with anything. And that thing is Eretz Yisrael. There's a Meridik Sipur, just Kedai to know. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Bahar. So the pasuk says, "Ve'aretz leisimacher letzmisus ki li ha'aretz ki geirim v'tayshovim atem imodi." Once the aretz leisimacher letzmisus, you cannot sell it; it has to come back to Yovo. And ki li ha'aretz, and you are just geirim v'tayshovim ba. So the sipurna, what is ki li ha'aretz? He says, "Hagolil." He eretz Hagolil. He's referring to Eretz Yisrael. That's how the overall term that he's referring. Hagolil he eretz Hashem, and he teaches ki geirim v'teshovim atam imodi. The end of the pasuk. But I say Golil in that place, you are geirim v'teshovim. She'enoi bichlal v'ha'aretz nosan l'bnei adam. Eretz Yisrael is the Rebbeinu Shalom's backyard. He never gave. That was Eretz Yisrael is bichlal not. Normally, you have an idea of Eretz Nosan l'bnei adam. Not Eretz Yisrael, which is why you find that the kinyanim of Eretz Yisrael is nicknamed Yisurin. That's one of the things when you don't find, you can buy a field from somebody and say you're nicknamed Kesef, Shtar, Chazak, and Yisurin. Right? Because Yisurin is a whole, it's being kind of a kinyan, and Eretz Yisrael is a whole different type of kinyan. You find it, Lagabi Eretz Yisrael, Velaisoki, or Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael is polite, Eretz Yisrael just spits out and gullus people when they do averis. You don't find that anyplace else. That's because a difference in the very essence of what Eretz Yisrael is. Everything else, there's a concept of Eretz Nosan Bnei Adam. Eretz Yisrael, there's no Vasim, Eretz Nosan Bnei Adam. You have to live in, it's a different standard. It's not just, this is more Kaddish and this and that. It's a whole different Metzias, Eretz Yisrael, than anything else. Everything else has Eretz Nosan Bnei Adam. This is Hashemayim Shemayim. Eretz Yisrael is the Bechin of Hashemayim Shemayim. Stop. Parenthetical. Once we're talking about Varetz Nasan Bnei Adam. But Al Kapanim, everything is given to Peribui Kvei Shemayim. So now, Rashi, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Tes. Rashi says on the Pasuk, the carbon of Nasano Betzuar, which is the second one. Rashi says, Kikrivis Karboni Karas Kit Kesef. Zokdrashi minayin minyan isiyosav, the minyan isiyosav begimatria tof kuflamed kineged shnoisav shalodim harishon shloishim umeya mishkala, the 130 mishkal, that's how much it weighed. Al shem kishem, why is that? Because kishem it told us the kiyam ha'olam, how old was Adam harishon when he was mayim, it told us the kiyam ha'olam. Ben kuflamet shon, mizrok echod kesef begematria tof kufchof. All these, okay, whatever all these things are. The question is one simple question. Rashi tells us all of this. All 12 things. It says the same thing, right? Rashi tells us all these things, all these gematrios, in the second nosin. It said it already in the first nosin. Should have said it by the first nosin. Why didn't you say it by the first nosin? Watch the shayla. And they're garnished. Zok tchusharim. Zok tchusharim. There's a yesod here. And I have this yesod is an old yesod, and it's chazal. It's not, but he uses it to answer this kasha beautifully. The yesod is very simple. What he says is, the short of what he says is, each shevet brought the same thing, right? One might think that, okay, yeah, one person, the Shevet number one, Shevet Yehuda brought, Nachshon brought this. This is the Karbonis that he brought. All the other in the Siyam, look, oh, why didn't we think of that? That's a wonderful idea. Right? That's a wonderful idea. So they're all bringing the same thing. So it's all a copy, right? A copy of that. So the first one brought it. I know it's unique because he was the first one who brought it. Lest you will think that the subsequent ones brought it, but just for the same reason that the first one did. In the second one, Rashi tells you all kinds of cheshbonos, why they would have brought and why this, to tell you that the second one was brought for a different cheshbon than the first one. Chazal already said, it should bother us tamazeh. That's what he says, Legabi his kasha. What's the whole Yisrael here? It should bother us tamazeh. The Torah, every kutza shel yud chazal darshan, there's nothing miyutar in the Torah. Every tag on top of an ois we darshan is there for a reason. Is there for a reason. Right? Why does it have to repeat the 12 Nasiyim? Why does Parshas Nosa have to be so long? Right? It could have made a life a lot easier for us. Say it one time. V'chein hevi you call on the same v'noimar omer. Finished. What do you need more than that for? The answer is Chazal deal with it already. Whereas to tell you that physically alpanov they all brought the same thing, but they all now this is also an interesting carbon. The Davishter never said bring these. Doesn't say bring all the other parshas carbons. The Mishnah never said bring these carbons. That means they all now every shevet, the Chazal and the Medrash goes through this barichas. Every shevet has its own tchunas hanefesh. Every shevet has its unique derech in avodas Hashem. Each one of the shvatim arrived at the conclusion that this is what they should bring for a totally different reason from any of the others. Why does the Torah repeat? The Ramban already touches on this. But the Medrash says each one. Why does the Torah repeat it? To teach us this. Don't judge the because physically it was the same thing. It doesn't mean it's a ditto. It doesn't mean it's a copy. Every one is be'etzem a different carbon. It's be'etzem a different mahus. Because the tchunas hanefesh, the kavanas, the derech that this one arrived at the conclusion that these are the karbanas that they should bring are not the same as the next one, and they're 12 separate ones, and they're be'etzem 12 separate ones. That's l'chayra what do you say? Why it says what all this is? So you see here that. It makes it a different carbon, right? It makes it a different carbon. You see here that the ribui of Kvod Shamayim of each one is different because each one is their chavayda. This brings them bring a carbon to the Rabbeinu Shalom as an expression of this der chavayda that you think this is what to do. And this one, this everyone is different. And Adarabba, that's the beauty of the ribui. That's the beauty of the ribui of Kvod Shamayim over here, that it's all different. Because I'll ask you another question. Once we're asking, why does the parsha have to be so long? So now we explain, and this already the Ramban also deals with Batsam in this way and others. We explained why it says the 12 karbanas, the 12 nasim, because each one's different. Why? After that, it gives you the total. Shnei Masar Paru. Three words. Do the math. Why does the Torah have to tell you that? The Torah isn't coming to save you the bother of using your hands and your toes wouldn't be enough for this, of taking out a calculator, right, and cheshbonning, adding it all together. That's not why the Torah put it there. Why does the Torah have to tell you to tell you? You told me already. I got the point. It says it 12 times. If I didn't get it then, I'm very dense. 12 times it said it. It's 12 different karbanas because there's 12 kinds of tunas anefesh. Point taken. Well taken. It had to say that that's what it means. That they're so diverse, the various drachim of Avodas Hashem, that each one be'etzim was different, even though Alpira, I say, no, it's all the same. Got it. What do you need the sahakal? I think it's a very important message over here. Every person is unique. Correct. Every shevet is unique. Has their own tchunas hanefesh. But that doesn't mean that there are 12 religions. And that doesn't mean that there are 12 sects. That there's this and that, the different cut. And it's a different people. It means we're all working for the same boss. At the end of the day, every single derech avoda is not meant to be; it's an independent thing. Every derech avoda is a necessary component, but nonetheless a component of the total thing that's called Klal Yisrael. This is always spoken about this, but it's a very important point. There's a klal of Klal Yisrael, and fakert the diversity. Is what's the beauty of the klal? If the klal were a bunch of moonies, if the klal were a bunch of clones of cult followers, then it's okay, good, very nice. It attracts you can this type of a person. Then this is what it is, and that's it's limited, right? Here it has diverse. Everyone is different. Every shevet is different, even on an individual basis. Everyone is different, and yet they're all part of this klal. The Kvod Shamayim there is Ein L'Shayer, bigger than if they would all be the same. No matter how different the person could be, Kishayim Partzufeim Shavim Ein Deyaseim Shavim. But all of them are Ovedes Hashem, and all do this and come to this, and it comes together. That's the beauty of the whole chibur of the entire entity that's called Klal Yisrael. It's called Klal Yisrael. That's... why it tells you the total at the end. The Al Shech HaKadosh says that that he says already that it mentions every Nasi Lechud is because they're all Chashav B'fnei Atzmon. He says because the Nasiim are Chashav B'fnei Atzmon. Well, it is like we're saying, not like we're saying. So why does it, he says, why does it add it together? That someone has one of them is more chashiv than the other, therefore it puts them all together, they're part of one total. That's two sides of the same thing, right? It's two sides of the same thing. Rav Moshe, for example, I think I mentioned this in Dorash Moshe, so Rav Moshe says the reason why it mentioned it over there that in the Nesiyas Reish, not in the Karbonis, last week, and the adding together, it puts them all in the total, because you count just as much as the person you perceive as being Chashev. That means you are just every single person, since they're contributing their chalik of the whole thing, is a part of this thing without which it wouldn't be complete. So you're just as Chashev as the other. For that, the other side is you're just as chashev as the other guy. For that guy looking at it, is don't let it go to your head that you're chashever than him, right? Because he's here just like you are. It goes both ways. That's the what the Al Shech is saying, and that. But that's the idea of this klal. But you see, here by Radiki side, the ikur kvius of the maisa, of the value, the chashivas of a maisa that a person does. I could almost venture to say the least important factor in determining the shivas of the maisa, the least important factor is the maisa itself. Because here you have again the Torah repeating, making a long parshas losa, 12 parshas of exactly the same thing, which can only be justified if be'etzim they are redefined as totally. It's like it's as if they were different things. That means the kavana redefines what the maisa. That's a yesoid which is muchach in a lot of places. I remember Reb Chaim Shalev, as a friend of the Vrocha, used to say, I remember, happened to one place I heard it stands out in my mind, I don't know why I remember that, by the Levaya of Reb Chatzkel Abramsky a long time ago, like Tavshin Lamed Bezish, or yeah, Tavshin Lamed Bezish, no, Tavshin Lamed Vov, sorry, Tavshin Lamed Vov, still a long time ago. But he said, I'm not going to get up here and say maises about Katzkel Abramsky. He says his lashon in Yiddish was that the maise doesn't touch up the mensch touches up the maise. The maise doesn't define the person defines the maise. He says, for example, Avraham Avinu for giving the meal to the malachim, for feeding the malachim, was given mitzvah, this culminate tremendous car for that. Right? I don't understand something. Somebody comes to my house and I see he's been schlepping through the desert. I'm not going to take out a meal to give him. I'm also going to give him a meal. What's so chashev about that? And I'm not zeicher for my giving him a meal to that whole thing. So I remember he started screaming. He says, because Avraham Avinu, he gave them meat, he gave them milk, the hearts that they gave him, he gave them his heart. But the kavanas of Avraham Avinu put his whole very being into it. He put his everything into it. That defined the chshivas of what he did. We are not holding on such a madrega, so we didn't do that. So by us, physically, it's the same act. The maisa, it's a different act. There's a meridika, again, I just happened to stumble across this. This doesn't come from my kvias and kisvei arizal, but in Likutei Torah, in Parshas Devarim, in Parshas Ekev, sorry, on the pasuk of a person who does. So what are we saying? A person who does a mitzvah without kavana. Let's take it to us before we get to the. A person who does a mitzvah without kavana, without any kavana, you do the dry act. That's very nice. You did the dry act. I can't say it's nothing. Right? I can't say it's nothing. But if the chshivas of the mitzvah is touched up by what your kavanas are, so where there's no kavana, where you don't think and you just do it because that's what we do, you put on tefillin because that's what we do. Right, you daven because that's what we do. Kibitzus anoshim milumada. It's not worth very much. But here it's at kibitzus anoshim milumada because the ikir, the kavana that you put into it, taiches the chashivas into it. So the lack of kavana that you put into it, taiches the lack of chashivas that you put into it. So then, not worth very much. It's not worth very much. It's the whole chiyus of it. The whole chiyus of it is lacking. So that's lechayra. The chshivus of the maisa is nimda et achverak al pi de kavana. So that I found is mefurish in the Kisra Arizal, in the Kutei Torah, on the Parshas Ekev, on the pasuk called Hamitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayoyim Tishmeru Lasas. Kol Hamitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayoyim Tishmeru Lasas. So we learn Kol Hamitzvah means every mitzvah. Right, every mitzvah, right? Every mitzvah, like Taryag, every mitzvah, Tishmeru Lasis. He says, very interesting. Lihiyois, Sop Tarizal. Ki kol hadvarim ba'olam. Everything in the world, not to be taken superficially, yesh lehem chiyus. They have a chiyus. Just like, for example, Gmasha Odom, Nivra Guf V'Nefesh. Right, so the physical thing is the Guf. And the driving force, the koyach shabai, the koyach, the chiyus shabai, comes from the nefesh. Kein kol advarim. So is everything. Vehine, ha-toira atzma. Toira itself has a guf and a nefesh. Toira atzma yesh la guf v'nefesh. What's the guf? The guf is ke'inyan, like the physical levush, the format of the toira, ha-nisker b'divrei chazal, like gufei toira. What are those? That's the mitzvahs, that's the toira shabagol, yes, we have it. And what's the chiyus of the Torah? What's the pnimius of the Torah? V'yesh lo pnimius ha-Torah, she'yan neshama. I guess that means what the minister of the Torah, what the driving force behind it, what's behind it, what gives it its chiyus. That's the minister. That's what the Ma'alei, okay. V'chein, ha-mitzvah yesh lo guf, here listen, v'chein ha-mitzvah yesh lo guf, dehainu b'chinas ha-maisa, v'yesh lo neshama, dehainu hakavona she'odam mechavin bo la'asoyso ketikuna. Ve'im nase b'loy kavona, if it's done without kavona hatzricha, tiye guf b'loy neshama. It's a guf b'loy neshama. What's a guf b'loy neshama? A hunk of bone. It's nothing. Ve'lazeh oimer, and that's how he teaches, kol ha-mitzvah doesn't mean every mitzvah. The whole mitzvah, kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzaveh eschem tasu, what does that mean? That you should do the entire mitzvah. The mitzvah should be b'shlei musa with its kavanas. Kol ha-mitzvah tasu. Don't just do physical acts without the kavanas and the machshava and the hachanas for the mitzvah. Because if you do that, that's a guf b'lo neshama. Not worth much. Not worth much. The chiyus of Torah, the chiyus of us, the Ramach Evarim Kineged Mitzvasese, Shasak Yidin Loisase, and our chiyus is Torah. The real chiyus is not the existing, but life, the chiyus of it is the kavana, is the neshama, is allowing the neshama to express itself in the form that the Eibishter gave to express it, which is Torah Mitzvah, which is Torah Mitzvah. Not to have that kavana, to do things tamazai is nothing. The act is defined by your kavanas. Without it, it's nothing. It affects us in everything. In our whole approach to everything, you need the kavanas. You need to think. Make hachanas. You don't just do something. Yeah, I put on tefillin, up to chap shlap, I did it, I did it, fine. You know, you go into the shtiblach, the ikir is to come out with a stamp, I'm a gedaventer, I finished already, I did it. You know, it doesn't make a difference what time you start, as long as you finish at 8:15. Doesn't make a difference. It's nothing. That's nothing. People, Chazal, at times when there was a giron, where it was a demonstration of a lack of sensitivity to this, so they say, like somebody looked at them, Venasu Galshal Atomas. You have a hunk of bones. The chiyus is gone. You're nothing. The kavana, if the nefesh isn't dictating what the kavana should be, and you don't put the thought into it, then it's kiguf b'lein neshama, aka Galshal Atomas. That's why each shevet's different tunas and nefesh, their kavanas. It's not just an heeder of kavanas that they had. For that, the Torah wouldn't have repeated it 12 times. The Torah repeated it 12 times because each one is totally different. The neshama of each one of the kavanas is different, which makes it a different metzias. That's what we have to take and use that avodah. That's what we're here for, like we started. That's Gezel from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, not to be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly. The properly Shabbai means with the proper Hachamas, with the proper Kavanas, the Lashem Yichud is not Stam something, whether you say it, whether you don't say it. That's Be'etzem Magdir, from where within you the Asiyah of the Mitzvah is coming. being said, the kavana, that's what it means, not the person touches up the maisa, not the maisa touches up the person. You, with your kavanas and your machshavas, where it's coming from, you touch up the chshivas of the maisa that you do.